offices are currently closed. Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. If you know the extension of the person you wish to reach, please hold while I transfer your call.
Hello, Richard Sherman Evans at the California State Auditor's Office. It is the week of May 9th, and I'll be in the office Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday this week. If you have an urgent IT issue, please call the help desk, extension 456. Otherwise, leave a message and I'll get back to you. Thank you.
Please leave a message at the tone. When finished, you may hang up or press pound for additional options.
My name is James Driscoll, and I'm going to give you the main house line here. It's 909-882-8759, and I live in San Bernardino. I was born and raised in San Bernardino. I'm now age 56, and I'm on your contact page. This is the second call. I'm going up to from bottom to up on the contact page. So I've already left a message for the accessibility contact. Yes, I'm a person with disabilities. So what I'm requesting you to do is contact and get that message that I received or that I sent to the accessibility contact. And I said I was going up the entire list, and I'm going to go up to the entire list. This is my second call. So Miss Evans, or Mr. Evans, I'm sorry, this will be second call. They should all chain together into a single one message. That is my need, which goes all the way back up to the main phone number. So this is an emergency, I would say. I heard what you said, but that's what you need to do. You need to go up the chain, up the chain. I have no information security. I've had to break my security on my medical records all the way through all of this. I've had everything basically online in an informational journal that I have started in 2005. I have no information privacy. My entire medical record is basically open. My entire financial records with my bank account are basically open. And, you know, I post from time to time. My bank statements into my online accessible, public accessible journal. My life record is documented from 2005 to establishment that it is to a 85% more likely true than a 15% I could be wrong narrative. That is what my life journal represents. It represents then onto an audit that I begun long before I knew that you had begun such an auditing process yourself. I registered the internet domain realityaudit.life with .net and .space, I think. So I asked my mom, which one did she prefer? So she preferred realityaudit.life. So that's http://realityaudit.life. Now, what I'm doing from that point is I'm basically creating a narrative of all the materials and continuing on the day to day to day from this point forward, knowing that I have all of the records of my own journals and then taking it into what happens continuously on and on day to day to day to day, because you have to know what a reality audit is. Well, I'm conducting a reality audit under the following. I demand an undeclinable deliverance of the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Nobody can represent the truth. So that's what I demand. I've gone all the way up to the Office of Justice Programs, law enforcement of the top of the top of the top, telling them they have to hold on to the law and send it all through the channels down to the local police. That was way before the release of your audit. I didn't even know you were having an audit. I didn't know it was a secret. That's the whole point. The only thing that happened with the police, it seems, that the LA County has a little bit of improvement, but not any of the others. See, I didn't know the audit was happening, and you think that now Captain Carrington, as of April, you know, as of April, he's now Captain, has any regard for the emails? You know, as he's talking to you, has any emails to the, you know, has any regard to the emails, bulk history that I have sent him? Then that was when he told you something's wrong there. And they don't have a written report. Oh, something's wrong there. And you allow them to do this. Your own organization allowed them to do this. Oh, there's something wrong there. The integrity is I, James Driscoll, own a information network. I claim it as a trust building network. Yeah, it's a peace building network. It's a trust binding network. It's a truth affirming network. And it is a dishonesty confronting network. And you think you just can just bypass me? Something seems to just bypass me and not call me back. Well, this is the second message. I'm going to go up to the Chris Dawson and up the press contact, up the legislative contact. I may have to file a lawsuit. I will be...
Please record your message at the tone. Once finished, press pound.
I don't know what it just did. I think it reset. I am James Martin Driscoll. I am in San Bernardino, and my main number is 909-882-8759. That number is the number for my mother's line. I don't know what she's going to do. I've caught her at several things. I just am, I'm at my wit's end here. I returned back here into San Bernardino July of 2017, and I start to interact with the people in my civil society trying to get forward a story of what happened to me in Denver. The story itself, trying to bring forward the elements of the story, disconnects all of my care. My doctors, all everything just disconnect at the time. Dr. Berger, when I went down to the public health department, I had two and a half hour sessions with him, 2 weeks apart, basically trying to get him to understand what was going on. And he knew, he basically knew when, you know, I didn't know that he knew, but I continued to try to get a hold of, you know, something from him after that, because he was remaining silent. And I faxed him something. I faxed him something with which was a report to the FBI that I faxed him. I faxed him the report to the FBI, and he, Dr. Berger, filed charges against me, a criminal, for issuing a threat to him, which was not a threat. It was a statement of fact. That statement of fact was, if you do not listen to me, there's going to be another shooting. And it was after the Las Vegas shooting. And guess what? There was another shooting. And what is involved here relates to stopping mass shootings. But that's, that went into criminal, so I had a criminal case against me. Now, all since Dr. Berger, I have had basically my entire civil society here in town corrupted. Corrupted, including the police department, corrupted. This is a corrupted system ever since I had that particular meeting with Dr. Berger. It's the whole thing. So here it is now. You're just auditing the police. And you don't have anything related to any kind of situation about me. I own an information technology network that I started in 2005. Most recently, I've registered the internet domain realityaudit.life. That's realityaudit.life, conducting a reality audit. This was before I knew you guys were doing your audit and or anything related to your audit. Your audit is incomplete. You know it. I know it. The police know it. And they, again, just blocked me again on Twitter for just bringing up the subject. There's nothing going to change. You know that's nothing going to change. So I need you to call me back as soon as you get this message. This is message number 2. I'm going from the contact sheet above the bottom up the list. Each one of these messages, I need you to pull together into a complete message. And then you all can get together and contact me with every single one of the messages from Accessibility Contact, because I'm a disabled American, Jeremy Evans, Chris Dawson, Press Contact, Legislative Contact, up the list. I'm going to file a complaint online. I'm going to put a fax together. I'm calling 800-952-5655 with whistleblower hotline. I may even write a letter to your address, and then the actual mailing number, and may show up at your damn doorstep. You got that? So before I actually have to show up at your doorstep with a blaring PA system and talking the truth, maybe we can get a hold of ourselves and talk the truth, because you all can't talk the truth, apparently. I have a PA system I bought. It's an ultrasonic. I have these big, huge 1,000-watt speakers. I can go down to the police station, or I can go to Sacramento, use something. Somebody has to be known what the truth is in all of this. Thank you.
To send this message, press pound or hang up. To review, press 1. To re-record, press...
I don't know what I just did. I think I was set. I am James Martin Driscoll. I am in San Bernardino, and my main number is 909-882-8759. That number is the number for my mother's line. I don't know what she's going to do. I've caught her at several things. I'm at my wit's end here. I returned back here into San Bernardino July of 2017, and I start to interact with the people in my civil society, trying to get forward a story of what happened to me in Denver. The story itself, trying to bring forward the elements of the story, disconnects all of my care, my doctors, everything just disconnect at the time. Dr. Berger, when I went down to the public health department, I had two and a half hour sessions with him, 2 weeks apart, basically trying to get him to understand what was going on. And he knew, he basically knew when, I didn't know he knew, but he didn't. I continued to try to get a hold of something from him after that, because he was remaining silent. And I faxed him something. I faxed him something which was a report to the FBI that I faxed him. I faxed him the report to the FBI, and he, Dr. Berger, filed charges against me of criminal for issuing a threat to him, which was not a threat. It was a statement of fact. That statement of fact was, if you do not listen to me, there's going to be another shooting. And it was after the Las Vegas shooting. And guess what? There was a shooting. And what is involved here relates to stopping mass shootings. But that's good. They went into criminal law. So I had a criminal case against me. Now, all since Dr. Berger, I have had basically my entire civil society here in town corrupted. Corrupted, including the police department. Corrupted. This is a corrupted system ever since I had that particular meeting with Dr. Berger. It's a whole thing. So here it is now. You're just auditing the police. You don't have anything related to any kind of situation about me. I own an information technology network that I started in 2005. Most recently, I registered the internet domain realityaudit.life. That's realityaudit.life, conducting a reality audit. This was before I knew you guys were doing your audit or anything related to your audit. Your audit is incomplete. You know it. I know it. The police know it. And they, again, just blocked me again on Twitter for just bringing up the subject. There's nothing going to change. You know that's not going to change. So I need you to call me back as soon as you get this message. This is message number 2. I'm going from the contact sheet
about the bottom up the list. Each one of these messages, I need you to pull together into a complete message. And then you all can get together and contact me with every single one of the messages from Accessibility Contact, because I'm a disabled American. It's Jeremy Evans, Chris Dawson, Press Contact, Legislative Contact, who is on my file, a complete online. I'm going to put a fax together. I'm calling 800-952-5655 with the whistleblower hotline. I may even write a letter to your address. And then the next, the actual meeting number, and they show up at your damn doorstep. Got that? So before I actually have to show up at your doorstep with a blaring PA system and talking the truth, maybe we can get a hold of ourselves and talk the truth. Because you all can't talk the truth, apparently. I have a PA system I bought. It's an ultrasonic. I have 18,000 watt speakers. I go down to the police station, or I go to Sacramento, and I use something. Somebody has to be known what the truth is in all of this. Thank you.
To send this message, press pound or hang up. To review, press message sent.
Thank you for calling the Office of the California...